This is a HeadGum Original.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
Oh, what?
See, mindset? My gas just comes out the other end.
Why is that any better?
Why is that any better? It's a little less gross.
It's less funny.
What kind of mindset did you say?
An Italian mindset. Just in terms of like... See, you know, the thing with Europeans is all, they don't value work like Americans. And by the way, Americans don't even want to work. Did you guys know that?
We did.
So it's this weird juxtaposition where it's like Americans value work too much, but obviously they don't want to go to work. And it's hard to like, you know, no one wants to work anymore, basically, is the thing that I've started to hone in on being my reason why the world sucks. And Europe.
Who was it?
I had to put this on my cat tree, my cat's cat tree, sorry. And now she's on the second tier and she's shaking it all about. So if you guys are sorry. And now I'm seeing Joel and he's sitting and leaning like he's in a press junket. Do you have something to say, Joel?
What's a press junket?
You gotta be shitting me with how this episode has started.
We started?
Kidding me? Oh, you guys didn't hear the sound.
Okay.
No. Yeah, got it. No, we're going. We're absolutely going. I thought that that was the energy that, Joel, you wanted to have going through. Now you can hear this, right?
So was that part where you like cut off Allie right as she was in the middle of talking? Was that the beginning of the
episode? That was the theme song, yeah.
Got it.
That's exactly right.
I didn't even hear that.
Yeah.
None of us did.
My hair is wet. I'm a little self-conscious about it. We're not going to talk about it. What we are going to talk about is gratitude.
I think we should explain to Joel what a press junket is.
Take it away, Marika.
It's when, like, for a movie or a TV show, there's people being interviewed for, like, from the cast or director or whatever. And a lot of times now they're on Zoom and you just look like you're one of those people that's just waiting for questions from Bustle or
so
something
it's like
that.
Peanut gallery.
No,
not exactly.
You're
the star of the show.
Oh, okay. I'll take it.
And everyone else is waiting to ask you a question for 5 minutes before they have to leave and someone else comes in. And that's your entire day. You're just sitting here.
It's basically the surprise 24-hour live stream.
Joel, was it hard leaving your character behind once filming wrapped?
It was hard at first, but I decided to just still wear the clothes and still live my life by a script, which kind of made the adjustment easier.
I'm so surprised what you're the costume right department now is by let script. You keep the clothes.
Yeah, this was all pre-scripted.
So how do you know that? Because we're asking you questions and you're responding perfectly.
You're actually, he was a featured extra in Silver Linings Playbook, and he still hasn't let it go.
Holy shit, Allie.
That was my screen name.
For sure.
Featured extra.
Sorry, I was just like, what movie involves the Eagles? And then that's what I came up with.
That was a great pull.
That's a good pull.
No bond of the week, right? The whole thing is on hold. Because now it's seemingly Killian Murphy that we can fucking talk.
Oh, wait. Can I say one thing?
Yeah. This, as soon as we stop doing it, everybody's like, wait, can I give a bond of the week?
When did we stop doing it? Or why?
Okay, so Marika doesn't listen to the show.
So Marika doesn't listen to the show week to week because I said 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, it's on hold.
I don't like that.
Okay, well, even though it's on hold, I do have to say, okay, so both of my family dogs just passed away in like these last couple of weeks. And so has been brutal. Thank you. But it's not okay, but it's okay, you know. But anyway, I was talking to my dad on the phone yesterday and I mentioned that I was doing this week. And he was like, okay, well, if you do Bond of the Week, could you just say Stan? He literally was like, can you just say Stan and George? And they're the Bond of the Week.
Well, no,
so,
hang on. We have to do a proper one then.
Yeah.
Bond of the Week.
Okay. My two dogs who are no longer with us, Stan and George, they would have killed it if they were still around to be cast.
In fact, they did.
That's good. I'll throw in another dog, Messy, from Anatomy of a Fall. The dog that played Snoop.
And I'll throw in a person who's got that dog in him. Leo Messy.
Very nice. And I'll do Funky Girl 1020. In her time of mourning.
Could have gone like Snoop Dogg or something.
That would have been clever.
Still in a press junket. That would have been clever. Joel, have you been to Philadelphia this year?
Several times. I have a new nephew, so there's been a lot of back and forth.
All right. I quarantined him and I put him in the waiting room because
he wasn't supposed to go.
He was supposed to stay put a lot.
So fucked.
Right.
He was supposed to stay put a lot and
now you should have lied, Joel.
I put him on the spot. I put him to the test. And yeah, first of all, you just should have lied. Second of all, you said you've been a ton of times.
Yeah, several, like almost not quite every weekend, but I know Marika has noticed.
Close to it, though.
I haven't been in the office quite as much. A lot of people thought I moved, actually.
I didn't think that, but I noticed you
were in the office. There were rumors swirling. Everyone was like, Joel, you freaking moved? I was like, no.
I don't think there were rumors.
Who started those?
There were rumors.
Was it
you
Sage?
You started them.
I didn't start them.
Who started it?
I don't know. So that's the thing about rumors. It's like you never know. Like by
you
the time I
out.
Hear it, like
there's
you know,
only
like,
six
whisper
of
down
us
the
you can find
telephone
out.
Thing.
And how has Sage reacted, Marika? Have you heard any word from Sage in terms of winning the HeadGum March Madness bracket? Joel and Allie, did you see this shit?
No.
Did you see this shit?
Can you get a load of this garbage?
Yeah. No, I told her last week right after.
Yeah.
I'll pull up the Slack that she responded with.
But she hasn't seen it happen because it was kind of a momentous occasion. You obviously came in second. I didn't even ask you how you felt about that. And you were on the fucking Zoom.
I thought you did ask me. I mean, I'm happy someone on my team won. That's a really big, really big deal. I feel like I fostered that. So that's good.
Yeah, it's kind of nice to see the next generation sort of usurp your ass.
Sure.
Sure, yeah. Like, is it resounding or is it kind of resolute?
Is it resounding?
Yeah, is it a resounding yes? Or is it like, fine? Okay, all right. Today we're going to talk about gratitude for no reason. are you guys familiar with Plum Deluxe or?
No.
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 So Plum Deluxe is sort of a community that sells tea.
Loose leaf or?
Loose leaf.
Remember when you bought $30 of Zach Kornfield's tea? Or was it? No, it was $100.
That's
remember
a lot
when
of
you got
tea.
A reasonable amount of tea? Or no, it was an outstanding amount. yeah, and I tried to get him to reimburse me and he didn't. So.
But he paid me $30.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, the Try Guys are on my shit list. I'm down to try start some actual
Not
beat.
Ned, though.
No, I love Ned. Mostly his interpersonal relationships.
Yeah.
Okay, so Plum Deluxe is a tea store slash club slash community. Community. Mm-hmm. And they... part of the community is that they have this kind of online journal, right? So I found this article from Andy Hayes that says the gratitude dinner, mindful conversation starters for your next gathering. So, you know, it's Friday. I think we all have that Friday feeling. I know that a lot of the show is conversation enders. So I'm trying to actually, let's try to have a good episode today. Let's try to actually talk about stuff. Let's try to be a little earnest. Let's try to be a little grateful. We're going to just go through this article and we're going to follow how Andy Hayes thinks that a small gathering should go. Is everyone on board?
I guess, yeah.
Barely.
Okay, sure.
So the first prompt is past. We all have to say one thing that we appreciate about the other three. Marika, do you want to start?
The first prompt is past.
So basically, it's an opportunity to open up the gratitude pipeline and allow the joy to flow.
No, Joel explained it much better. Thank you.
How did Joel say?
What did he say? He said it's passed from one person to the next. It's a past.
So no one's going to say it. So you're all going to pass on past? This is a terrible start.
Oh my God. So I have to say something about everybody?
All three of you. Sorry. All four of us have to say something. One thing we appreciate about the other three. So, Marika, you're going to go down the line, and then Allie will go down the line, and then Joel will go down the line, and then I'll go down the line.
What if each of us just choose one?
I'm really trying to keep it together. I'm really trying to keep it together, but you guys are already like changing the game.
Yeah, so let's do one. That's an awesome idea. And there were two things that happened. One was that Allie thought the first thing I said was how much I missed her, which I wasn't actually saying, although that is true. And then at the same time, we also have the same plant. So I'm feeling very bonded with Allie.
Wait, pull it out. Get your bamboo.
Yeah, I'm going to amend my bond of the week to the bond between Joel and Allie's plants.
That's really good.
Let's start with one. If we can get to more, that'd be great. But Marika, why don't you just pass it off?
Yeah, I guess this is kind of a roundabout thing, but basically, I was trying to help Anya with booking guests for this episode. And I was like, you know, who'd be good together? Allie and Joel.
Never been done before, by the way, we should say.
Yeah. So
I think it has.
So ultimately, that's an Anya compliment for setting that up. But by way of Anya, Jeff being the host, bringing us all here together, that's your compliment, is bringing Allie and Joel together.
I'm really going to try and keep it straight laced today, but yeah. Already your compliment is to me, but it's really that you like hanging out with Allie and Joel.
Well, I'm happy that you, by way of Anya, brought them together.
So it's more a compliment to Anya, Allie, and Joel. You're just packaging it up and saying it's a compliment to me. Yeah. I don't appreciate it, but we will. I'm grateful for it. Whatever. Allie?
Okay. I'll start with you, Jeff. I'm so grateful for the time that I was having my job interview here and you happened to walk into the studio while Casey and Anya were on Zoom and said, "Hey, Allie." And that really, I think, helped me get some good conversational flow going where I was like, see, it already makes so much sense.
I don't think that's the reason you got the job.
I don't think it is either, but I think it was a scarlet letter on your job interview.
That was the only con, other than your last name.
I think that me saying, oh, I've actually gotten answers from Jeffrey James for years is helpful.
That's so true.
It might not be answers you like, but I can get them.
I've tracked him down
for a decade.
Yeah, I can do it.
All right, so Allie's compliment to me is again sort of backhanded in that you slipped in a thing at the end there that I'm not good at my job. Joel?
I already gave one to Allie.
What is this? I'm literally starting this. The whole thing.
It's past is what
I think we did it because we all did one.
I didn't do one and nobody prompted me to.
Can we talk about how we're doing the fucking prompts from a tea company? Why are we doing a tea company's dinner party prompts?
It's a small gathering, not a dinner party.
Okay, I was going to say, this guy knows nothing about dinner parties. He probably knows about tea parties.
He's a far-right
Republican in the house.
I also want to say, when I'm with friends and we have to do a gratitude thing, I don't like it.
Yeah,
like
you know what? Birthday. Me too.
Yeah,
I'm not about it.
Share our best memory. I don't like it.
I feel like there are some people who say they don't like it, but secretly like it.
Sure.
You know, there's always
is that the case?
To receive it.
I think Allie might be like that. I believe you, Marika.
No. I'm never one of those. I'm thankful I didn't grow up in a family that was like the roses and thorns at the dinner table. I really don't like forced participation in that way. My attitude was always like, if something happened and I want to tell you, I'll tell you.
Yeah. This whole podcast is forced participation, by the way.
I really have a problem with it.
All right. I appreciate that you guys. I have to give one compliment. All right. Joel, I appreciate that you were honest about not following through and making good on your doled out resolution, your joled out resolution. But I do expect maybe you can make up for it for the rest of the year if you just don't go to Philadelphia. And don't say the holidays are really important.
Right.
Don't say my dad is turning 60.
Right.
I'm on the Plum Deluxe website. Can we take their tea quiz? I'll answer.
Which tea are you?
Yeah.
I'm obviously grateful for the innovation here, Marika, but you're kind of like slowing us down. You're sitting us down and you're not reconnecting. You're not sitting down.
You're not sitting down.
You want to take it again?
You're slowing us down. You're sitting down. And you're reconnecting with the wrong things.
I feel like I'm connecting with everyone by this. We're going to find out our collective tea.
Fine.
What we are as a group as tea.
Fine, fine. Let's take the fucking quiz.
Are you new to tea?
No.
No?
I've been in the tea game.
No tea knowledge whatsoever.
What do you mean? I consider myself
a tea novice. Or I know my way like around tea.
Strong disagree. That's an option.
Doesn't it sound like nudity? Did anyone else think that?
Do you enjoy new to tea?
Something I love more than a tea novice.
Should we just go tea novice, or do we all know our way around tea?
Novice, fine.
I'd say I'm intermediate.
Novice is also like kind of a novelty office, which I would say the Union Square office kind of is.
It's and what sense is it novelty?
It's a little rinky dink, we should say.
Is it only the mini one basketball studio? Hoop I put up?
You should be fucking blessed that we have a Chine Green studio.
I do appreciate that. Well, it's more of a dupe for Chine, but I'll take it. The New York studio looks better on camera.
Well, don't say that.
Okay.
What type of tea do you like? Black, oolong, green, white, herbal, chai, pura, herbal. Or decaf?
Gossip. Sorry, is gossip an option?
No.
Is there one that's like the frog emoji next to the little cup?
I don't mind that. Yeah, kind of a Global Village coffee house thing.
Is sleepy time an option?
That's herbal.
Sleepy time, I guess, is herbal.
We're all such different personalities. Why are we taking this together? We should all be doing it separately.
Tea. I think we're all agreed on herbal.
And we're in unity.
Yeah. Unity. Nudity.
What do you prefer? Hot, iced? I enjoy both.
Hot.
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 Okay, resounding hot.
A resounding plum.
Resounding hot? Good band name.
That's not bad at all. Or is it resolute hot?
No.
I like resounding hot.
Yeah.
Because it also sounds like
it's
resounding.
Like sound.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How do you take your tea? Plain, with milk, with sugar, with milk and sugar. I enjoy tea a variety of ways. I don't know. I don't know.
With a friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, can you write in with a friend?
I can't. There's no write-in options.
In variety of
but
ways.
But maybe with sugar.
No.
Fine, a variety of ways. I don't know. What are your
this
favorite
is
flavors?
Terrible audio.
Do we have any idea how many more questions there are?
It's probably like three. Fruity, floral, citrus, nutty, spicy, sweet, tart.
Citrus.
Nutty.
I think I'm a spicy, but I can go citrus. Oh. Caffeine or no caffeine?
No.
Caffeine.
If it's tea, no, because I want to also have my cafefe.
Got it.
Caffeine does crazy things to me.
I enjoy both with and without caffeine.
Yeah, it's all right.
I mean, if we're doing like the collective of our four answers, we should just always do the one with the slash. Yeah, the
amalgam one.
All the above.
Amalgam in the middle.
Nice. That's nothing. Sorry. That's a good pun, but it has nothing to do with the T quiz.
I'm viewing our results.
But it does have to do with the Which Malcolm in the Middle Brother.
Wait.
Quiz.
Before
we're
we
doing
review
next.
The results, Marika.
Oh, I would love to do I'm before Malcolm.
Here we go. We've never done this on the show. Oh. Cliffhanger.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Auraframes.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Auraframe.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Auraframes are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Auraframe, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter habitually. And I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp. And we're back.
Oh.
Drum roll, please.
Our best matches. Delightful morning blend, parentheses, Earl Grey lavender.
I thought it was going to be like oolong, and then it was going to be bomb drop, and then...
Yeah. I mean, I've...
The name was oolong.
The name was oolong, yeah.
Or should we say too long?
I got it.
Nice. That's really good.
I got it without the explanation.
Continue.
But like Jeff didn't.
I haven't seen you in so long, Joel.
Nice.
Is that anything, Jeff?
That was really good. But that part isn't in the episode. So it's an inside joke to just normal conversation.
And for dinner, we'll have a foolong from Subway.
Marika, what was the tea?
Delightful morning blend, Earl Grey lavender.
Okay.
Not an herbal tea, but...
Let's just continue on with the gratitude small gathering article from
Andy
Hayes.
I thought we were going to do a Malcolm in the Middle quiz.
Is that what's happening? Fine.
No,
I'll stay flexible.
Please, no.
It's not. I'll stay flexible. I did watch a bunch of Malcolm in the Middle a few days ago. Sorry to hear that. It's a great show. Everyone should watch it.
Bryan Cranston has range.
Yeah.
Comedy and drama. Not many people can say it.
You're so right, ultimately.
Still in Joel's press junket. He's like, sorry, can we talk about me for a second? Yeah, I thought we were here to
Cranston.
Talk. All right, present. While you search for a Malcolm in the Middle quiz, I'll also continue on with the Plum Deluxe Gratitude Gathering Guide. Pile on the compliments. Now, I'm going to amend this because of the pun. Let's pile on the compliments to pile. Right?
Andrew Pyle made the LA office Wi-Fi run so much faster than it ever has before. And I am sincerely impressed that he knows how to do that.
Marika?
Andrew,
I know this one's tough for you, but you have to give Pyle a compliment.
Pyle gave me access to his Plex server. So now I can watch a lot of obscure movies and TV shows that I couldn't have found otherwise. So really, really happy about that.
Joel?
You know, Pyle's been a father figure to not only his three sons, but also me, where I feel treated pretty equally. Like, we all get comments on our code reviews. We all get design reviews, sort of a collaborative approach to everything. So it's great. Yeah. Love Pyle.
Do you call Pyle dad?
Have you ever done it like
on accident?
Dad. I mean, Pyle. Ah, that's so embarrassing.
He tends to not like it, especially if Peter's around, but sometimes in those one-on-ones.
Well, we should say Peter's not around. Peter's in France, so I wouldn't worry about Peter.
We haven't been in this regard.
How do you think Peter is faring in France based on your daily interactions with him at work? Is he...
He's loving it. He's swimming in the local pool. He's going for bike rides. He's getting his hair cut and asking for what he wants in French and getting roughly what he asks for.
Jeff,
I know you haven't seen his hair lately, but it's interesting.
I haven't. Does it look bad?
It's interesting.
Interesting. People are going to hate this episode, so let's salvage it somehow. Mariko, do you have any ideas?
Why are people going to hate it?
It's too real. I wanted
you
to kind
up
of
with another game or something.
Another
it's too
game.
Real because you told us to compliment each other for the entire time.
Compliment each other
said,
or pile.
Let's be grateful. Let's express gratitude. Plum
let's
deluxe
be
style.
What was the reason for that again? I'm forgetting.
Because I'm trying to like. This is a kind of a, like you know. You guys are all very kind, so I'm trying to like be normal for once, but not so normal that the content suffers, right? Plum Deluxe, tea, club, community. I found a random article I based the entire episode on. Future.
Plum just sucks.
I'm looking forward to.
Tonight we got a house cooling party, Park East, Manhattan. Everything must go.
Is this your place?
This is my place.
I wasn't invited.
Do you want the lucky bamboo? You can probably have it.
And Marika, he heard you.
Yeah, no, I could tell. So you
all are welcome, as I said.
Yeah, last minute invites are basically a nice way of saying stay the fuck away.
Yeah.
Last time I had a party, Marika didn't come.
I didn't. I knew you were going to say this. I knew you were going to bring it up, and I knew that was why you didn't invite me.
And I knew that this episode would need saving midway through.
Because every story needs a conflict.
Because every hero had a comeback.
Joel's still at his press conference.
Guys, Joel, did you guys play pranks on set? Sorry, Jeff.
We did the thing where... So I peed in everyone's conditioner, which... Actually, no one knew
until
now. It's
against the law,
This, like, now they'll find out that there were pranks on set. But at the time, I think people just thought that their conditioner was sort of...
Urine-y. All right. What's the worst slash weirdest job you've ever had at HeadGum? Let's say task. Right?
I can go worst for sure. I don't know if it's the weirdest.
What about the one that broke your back, Mike?
Yeah, it's that one.
What?
We have to talk about it. It probably wasn't from that.
Let's talk about it.
Basically, we were renovating an old New York studio, and right before it, everyone was gone except for me. I was waiting for a delivery from Home Depot. Delivery arrived. It was 10 sheets of drywall and 10 sheets of plywood left in front of the building on the concrete.
Also, it was raining sheets.
It was and it was about to start raining sheets, and no one was around for a reason I won't say. And a man like walked by and was like, "Do you need help?" And I was like, "Please." And I had to bring them all inside. And it was rough. It was hard to do. So that was
fun. You broke your back doing it. Why didn't you get workers' comp?
I don't want to say that I broke my back doing it. I did get workers' comp at a previous job for my back. So it was just like something got worse after that.
Herniated disc or?
Yeah, L5-S1. Re-herniated last year or 2 years ago. We've talked about it.
Allie?
Sorry, what's the question?
What's the worst slash weirdest job you've had at HeadGum? Marika's was hauling drywall.
Worst? I don't know. Nothing's been that bad.
Weirdest, then. That's why there's two to choose from.
Okay.
What about like ordering shrimp delivery for Jeff?
I did not have to do that.
I randomly said, "Oh, I'd love a shrimp cocktail," and then it showed up.
And that's a favor. Okay, so, sorry that I anticipated needs. Sorry, I tried to make a dream come true.
No, that'll do it. Ordering a shrimp cocktail that ended up rotting in the bullpen.
Yeah. And I was listening. I was in charge of if you said I need a shrimp cocktail, making sure that one was on the way.
Making sure or making shrimp?
Making sure the shrimp.
I'm still on record saying I would do another one.
But for longer, 1 week.
Either one for 48 hours that I know about or one for 24 again that I don't know about. As long as my family's not in town.
How long did it take your body to recover from doing
that? I haven't been the same since. And I think it's a coincidence. Just based on the normal track of my mental health declining last year. But
it's also a concussion.
My mental health started to get better at the end of the year. And then I concussed myself. So now my mental's fine. My physical's not quite right. Joel style.
Do you not feel 100%? Are you still experiencing aftershock?
I almost canceled this because I'm not feeling well.
Oh,
like
I'm sorry.
Joel, have you ever had a concussion? You played sports.
No.
All right, then I don't know what to say because I can't relate unless someone has had a concussion. Marika,
I wear
Allie.
A mouth guard.
Mm-mm.
I haven't had a concussion, but I have a headache right now. If that's helpful.
Is that from the content of the episode or what?
No,
the hell is this? What is this?
New iOS.
Yeah, I don't have the setting on.
I don't have it either.
What's the... Yeah, if you do something, there's like confetti and balloons.
Weird. Okay. If you could live anywhere for a year, where would you live and why would it be really far from Peter?
I don't think I'd actually be that far from Peter. I'd probably like go to London for a year.
Okay. And it wouldn't be... You wouldn't do gay-pourri?
No. I don't need to go there again anytime soon, to be honest.
What happened when you were there that you didn't like? They don't like you
they
there.
They were mean to me.
Yeah, but
a
what,
waitress said
these
that
mall,
an Aperol
were you
Spritz
at?
Was a touristy drink and that they didn't make cocktails, even though there was a full bar behind her.
Where were you there?
Where was I there?
Where were you?
I was in
that
Paris.
They said that. I know.
I don't remember what arrondissement.
Quatrième.
It was
arrondissement.
It was by one of the stations.
Was it the 9th?
I don't know, man.
Gare du Nord.
Yeah, it was by Gare du Nord.
Yeah. That's very hip. Yeah. That's probably why.
It was it was like an old school French restaurant. And she was like, we have cocktails. And I was like,
bizarre.
Okay.
Très bizarre.
Sure. I'll go visit Peter on the coast of France. That sounds cool.
I gotta have Peter on the show to like dissect how he'd made this whole France thing happen. Is he on how did he get a work visa, first of all? Second of all,
he didn't.
Really? So let's get him on the record, on the Zoom, in the room.
Before he goes on the lam.
Yeah, exactly right. Allie?
I would live in Italia. I don't care where.
Joel?
I think I got skipped for the previous question, which is when the sales team from LA was here and they were all out at some bar / club, and I was getting a bunch of texts like, Joel, it's not just like a want. Marty actually requires you to come to this bar we're at. That was like the weirdest thing that felt like my job.
All right.
And yeah, I'll spend a year in Patagonia.
Nice. What's one of your most embarrassing memories at HeadGum?
It's a good question.
I'm surprised that Joel doesn't have like 18 to choose from right now. He's looking like he's stumped.
I feel like I've been on blast for the better part of the last week in our Slack channel, honestly.
The dev channel?
No, the East channel.
Oh.
I'm not what on
you,
that.
What did you do?
Nothing. And there's just like photos of me sitting in the park, photos of me eating Shake Shack mushroom burgers, photos of like yogurt I bought.
That's
like,
funny.
Well, because Sage messaged me and was like, whose yogurt is in the fridge? And you put 3 quart-sized things of yogurt just in the fridge.
Joel's been living in the New York studio, we should say. I didn't want to bring it up because I don't want to judge him. Clearly, it's hard times. But
I did a year in the conference room.
Yeah, because now you're saying that you're doing a house cooling. So I thought that it was that you were without a place to stay. Now that I see that you're in a different apartment, I don't understand why you've been sleeping over.
When
in
people
the
thought
phone.
I moved, they were right.
So you did move. Nobody told me.
Just come to the house cooling, okay?
That was so rude to Marika. All 3 of us were so rude to her just then, letting her sit in that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Jeff, do you want to give anyone a compliment?
I did.
Oh.
No one gave me a compliment.
That's fine.
Yeah.
The assignment wasn't give Marika a compliment. It was give one
everyone
of
a compliment.
Yeah. Well, and you Marika would have gotten three compliments if you guys hadn't adjusted the course of the entire episode by being like, let's just all do one.
I think we kind of got back to where we needed to go, right? We didn't adjust the course of the entire episode. We took a slight detour.
You guys are about to go on this Nashville offsite thing.
Yeah, are you coming?
No, I begged Marty to let me come. I really wanted to record an episode of the HeadGum Podcast in Nashville, where it was kind of like a rotating door, where everybody had like 10 minutes.
Like on one of those things where we bike around drinking beer?
That's a better idea, maybe, or at the very least different. No, it's like, you know, we have a setup. We have the cameras and everything.
There's no time for that.
Because of all the like team bonding nonsense that Marty does?
Mm-hmm.
What's the schedule? Do you have it?
Yeah.
We should have Marty on, go through the schedule and be like, why? Have him explain why each thing.
I'm not going to share what he currently wants to do, but you should ask him and ask him why.
And Claw. Well, Marika, has your dad heard the Rice songs?
He hasn't heard them, but I've told him about them. He actually sent me a magazine that he and his friend are in. It's over here.
Rice Tri-Monthly.
That's three times a month.
Yeah.
I'll find it. He was interviewed with his BFF, Hanif. I imagine Rice will come up somewhere.
Have you read it, the interview?
No, I haven't had the time.
What have you been busy with?
Work.
Yeah. There he is.
That's them.
That's amazing.
Yeah. It's a great pick.
Didn't he also appear on TV once?
He's been in like some news segments. I think it was on Good Morning America. He was in Bon Appetit.
We should say not day. Bon Appetit, which is the dog version.
Yeah.
I feel like you should frame that.
He made rice flavored dog treats and went dry roll.
I really want him to be on The Bear somehow. I think that would be really funny.
Well, I think they're doing their last two seasons in conjunction shooting this year. So get him on there. Yeah, it's not going to happen. All right, let's just fucking end it. Plugs.
I thought this was fine.
I had a nice time.
Yeah.
I think we had a fun conversation mostly, but that's the issue. The episodes where we have the most fun, correct, are the ones that the fans hate.
I don't know.
Sometimes and vice versa or not vice versa?
My favorite episodes are the ones where there's like some kind of theme.
And what was like, the theme for this episode?
Gratitude,
me shedding rigidity. Joel failing his doling out resolutions.
What I
not really
I do want to you shedding rigidity.
It yeah, sounded
and
like
virus.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like when tea comes out of the bag.
Brought it back to Plum Deluxe. I don't mind reaching out to Plum Deluxe to try and get a sponsorship.
I'd love a tea sponsorship.
Yeah. You know how when you guys are about to move, Joel, you might get this. Do you feel like you're about to change parts of your personality that you want to? Because you're moving house?
I haven't, but that's a really good idea.
What would you change?
I feel like that every time I move. I'm like, in this new house, I'm going to be totally different. I'm going to be healthier. I'm going to drink tea, and I'm not a tea guy.
I also feel like you really base your personality on location.
And how do you figure? Because of Laurel Canyon?
Yeah.
A place I haven't quite been able to get into.
You've been close to it.
Yeah.
We drove past it.
That makes sense for you. With your current hairstyle, you're so Laurel Canyon.
Joel, come on.
Yeah, Joel.
You want me to stick up for you? What do you want from me?
I'm giving you a compliment.
Joel, what neighborhood are you moving to?
Williamsburg.
You already said that.
I listened to Joel.
When?
Marika might have been getting her headphones or something.
Right. I wasn't. Right, I didn't hear it.
I didn't mean to jump down.
I didn't know
he was
moving.
Move. Yeah, yeah. The point is moot, though. We should say.
I don't think you can change to a Williamsburg person, which is a good thing.
Really?
No, I disagree. I think Joel is Williamsburg now.
Well, we were talking about it. He's going to get really into overalls.
Oshkosh bagosh. Yeah.
Again.
I already have a set.
I don't think overalls are even a thing in Williamsburg anymore. I think Williamsburg is parents now.
Damn it.
Joel is going to sneak past the National Guard with one of those things that he places on the tracks of the L and goes like this.
A minecart.
Yeah, that'll be Joel in overalls in Brooklyn.